53. I was going to ask the preacher how long. He said, just as long as I want to. Amen. But there's a food waiting over there. After Dad gets done, so I get out of the way in a hurry. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53. We'll read just one verse. Verse number 1. Pray, and then you can be seated. Isaiah chapter number 53. The Bible said in Isaiah 53 and verse number 1, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" I'm preaching on this thought. God be my here for a little while this morning on who hath believed our report. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you this morning, God, for your love. God, for your mercy, for your grace. God, thank you. Why was yet sinner, God, you came, gave your son, God, to bring us salvation for and free. And God, we thank you, God, for all you've done in our heart. Thank you. There's a man of God who loved us enough, came by our way, Lord, preached unto our heart. Thus says, Lord, we might hear and believe. God, and be saved. And we pray for a little while this morning. You touch these lips of clay. Give us great word, wisdom. God, help us recall that which we've studied. God, we might preach and power, demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Oh, with much assurance. Lord, what you do this morning, we'll be careful to thank you and to praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. Isaiah chapter number 53 is a word picture of the life of Christ. Amen. It begins at his birth and it tells of his death. Amen. As a matter of fact, I do not believe that there is a better picture in all the Bible of the price that Jesus paid for you and for me. Amen. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life." And that's what Isaiah tells us of all that he did, of all that he went through, and all that he suffered to save us from our sin. It amazes me that God, the Holy Ghost, would allow Isaiah, an Old Testament prophet, who'd never see these things, to see in such depth and to write in such color of what God did for us. It's literally 500 plus years before Christ ever came in the world. And yet God allowed Isaiah to see Bethlehem where it's laid and wrapped in swaddling clothes. He allowed him to see Calvary where he was hung on a cross and to suffer the taste of sin that he had no part of, to die death that he didn't have to die to take of pain and suffering and shame that he never asked for, and yet he did it all to bring salvation unto all men. Amen. He allowed him to see things that he'd never see. I'd allow Isaiah to write of the love of God to his generation, but also to generations to come, and to us this morning. Amen. And what a job that Isaiah does. Isaiah 53 is on the vicarious sacrifice and suffering of Christ. Amen. And when someone talks about the vicarious suffering of Christ, it is nothing other than Christ, the God-man. Amen. Being born of a virgin, the one who knew no sin, becoming sin, drinking the cup of God's wrath, of their own Calvary, of our sin and our shame, to hang naked before the world, had a taste of death, had to be laid in a borrowed tomb, had to ascend to the midst of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, there to preach out of the captivity of Israel, but to arise the third day with victory at one side and those that were held captive on the other. And there as he ascended past the stars and the skies, unto the throne of heaven, the angels began to stand at attention as he took that blood that he had shed, and he presented it to his Father, who said, "I am well pleased. I come and sit on my right side." And Hebrews said this morning, there he ever lives to make intercession for the saints. Amen. Lamentation 22 and 23 tells us what the vicarious suffering of Christ does for us. It said it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness. It should have been this morning that I remained under the penalty of my sin. I'd have put to death as the wrath of God was poured out upon my soul. But it is of the Lord's mercies that I am not consumed. It should have been that I was ruined by Adam's fall. But rather, it is of the Lord's mercies that I am not consumed. But I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I deserve death. I deserved hell and eternal damnation. But his mercy is new each morning. And great is his faithfulness. Amen. I forget to do a lot of things all the time, amen. But there's never been a day when he didn't forget to give mercy. There's never been a day when he's never been faithful. There's never been a day that he forgot me or looked over me or put me off to a later date. But no, his mercy's there every single morning. David said in Psalm 23:6, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There'll never be a day that you won't wake up and take a breath and live that God's mercy won't be new that morning. There'll never be a day that you wake up that mercy isn't scoots right up next to you, that he'll walk with you and talk with you. And friend, he tells us that we're his own. Amen. How is that possible? How can a nobody find such mercy from the God of glory? How can a nobody find such favor with God? Ephesians 2:4-5 said, but it is of God who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. The only way we found favor with God is through Christ his Son, and through his mercy that he extends every morning. It's because God is a God of love. Amen. 1 John 4:16-17 said, and we know and have known and believe the love that God hath for us. For God is love, and he that dwelleth in God dwelleth in love. The favor of God that a child of God receives and is granted has nothing to do with you, and it has nothing to do with me, but it has everything to do with the great love that God has for us. 1 John 4:10, who I said herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. There on Calvary's tree, he was and he still is our substitute, our appeasement to God for our sin. Amen. He took our place. He stood in our stead as God's wrath was poured out upon him. He endured the cross. He finished the work of salvation. He refused to call down 10,000 angels that you and I might be redeemed. Amen. Galatians 3:13-14. That Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. He was made a curse that my curse might be lifted. The Bible said that curse is sin, and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were all sinners, all in need of a Savior, all in need of redemption. There's none that doeth good. I know not one. And yet, even when we were dead in trespasses and in sin, it pleased God to bruise His only Son and to put Him to grief. It pleased God to come into the world to be despised and rejected of men. It pleased God that He'd be wounded for our transgression, a bruise for our iniquity, that the chastisement of our peace might be upon Him. It pleased God to be oppressed and afflicted, to be slain. It pleased God that He should make His grave with the wicked. Why did it please God to give His only Son to suffer in such a way and become sin? Because He knew that there was no other way to save man. He knew there was no other way to keep man out of hell. No other way to redeem man from Adam's fall but through the blood that Jesus shed. Amen. And I now stand redeemed this morning and with the satisfaction of God upon my life because of what God did on Calvary. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:30 said, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. For everything we ever needed to be saved was given to us in Christ. Everything we ever needed to be a Christian and live eternally was given to us the moment that we said yes out of the sweet Holy Ghost. He made us children, heirs, joint heirs with Christ our Lord. He became our sustainer, our supplier, our substance, our Savior. He became our substitute and the very sacrifice for our sin. Amen. And we can't glory in any of it. We can't take our accolades for anything. For it is in Christ and Christ alone. The old song says, without Him, I would be dying. Without Him, I'd be enslaved. Without Him, life would be worthless. But with Jesus, thank God, I'm saved. And friend, it is in Christ this morning that we live and move and have our being. It is in Christ that we are who we are, that we're sitting here this morning clothed and in our right mind. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 15:10, it is but by the grace of God I am what I am. Without Him we're nothing but sinners on our way to a devil's hell. But with Christ this morning we're signed, settled and sealed to the day of redemption. Amen. Without a vicarious sacrifice of Christ, we have no hope. Amen. For it is through His death, His burial, and His resurrection that we have victory over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Galatians 6:14 said, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. The only thing we can glory in this morning is in the finished work of Calvary. The only thing we can rejoice in is the work of God to bring salvation unto all men. For He is the author and the finisher of our salvation. And it is in Him and Him alone that we can glory. Ephesians 2:8-9-10 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them.
Hey, friend, we're the workmanship of Christ, His most prized creation, the creation of God. And yet, because of Adam's fall, the creation and the Creator were separated. Yet Christ had a plan of salvation to take that which was old and make a new creature. Paul said, behold, all things have passed away, and all things are become new. Amen. That, friend, is the work of God to bring salvation unto sinful man. Amen. Romans 10, 9 through 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto salvation, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm glad this morning it's a whosoever gospel. Amen. To the Jew first, but also unto the Greek. Amen. March 29th, 1999, as a 9-year-old boy, I found myself in an old-fashioned altar, and I believed the report of so great a salvation. And there that day, God saved me and wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I am forever changed, and it is forever settled in heaven. Amen. Hey, friend, God's asking you today, what are you going to do with the report? Amen. Do you believe it? Do you believe it as the truth of the gospel? If so, what are you going to do with Jesus? Amen. Isaiah here was preaching to the Jews. Amen. He's preaching to a bunch of hard-hearted, stiff-necked Jews that just would not believe and would not receive the work of grace that God had done. Amen. That's why Isaiah asked, Lord, who hath believed our report? Because he had been preaching and preaching, and it seemed that if no one would accept what God had done for them, everyone, though, not going to be saved, that here's the gospel. Amen. The Bible said in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, that broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be there that go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and there is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But Paul said in Romans 10, 16, they have not all obeyed the gospel, for as I saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Paul found he was preaching to the same Jew, and they still would not believe the report that had been given. Amen. They were willingly ignorant of the work of salvation by Christ. Amen. Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 1 through 4, said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for God is that Israel might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, are going about to establish their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believe it. They just could not accept that God had done the work for them. Amen. But he has. Amen. The work of salvation is completed. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness unto all them that call upon his name. Jesus said in Matthew 5:20, for I say unto you that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Friend, there's no way that we could could earn or be good enough to find a way into heaven. And we no longer have to try, amen, for we're not under the law, but under grace. And grace called to all men is that they should be saved. Amen. And yet people still today, though grace call is to all men, that none should perish, but that all should come unto repentance, are still looking and searching for a way to God. Amen. They're still looking for a way to be better and to rise above, for a way to make themselves feel that they have somehow, some way earned the merit of God. But they can't. Amen. Joel Osteen's out in Texas and he's thinking and preaching, think positive, that if your thoughts are good enough, that you'll somehow overcome and just float into heaven. The Muslims this morning, they're teaching the exact opposite. That if you through killing and raping and giving your body a life sacrifice to Muhammad, that you'll earn a spot into heaven. But that's not so either. Amen. The Catholic this morning are preaching and selling spots into heaven, that and they'll do anything that those priests ask them, that they'll not lose their place in a happier life. But friend, the Bible said there is but one way into heaven. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Friend, there's no good way this morning. There's no better way. No alternative way. There is but one way, and either you come to God by faith in His Son, or you don't come at all. You believe or you don't, and you receive what God did, or you reject the work of salvation that God hath given unto all men. Amen. I'm preaching this morning on who hath believed our report, because I believe it. Amen. I believe that this Bible is the Word of God. I believe that it's holy, inspired, inerrant, and infallible. I believe it is the very breath and the words of God that flowed across some 40 hearts of the men of God as they took pen and wrote down the Word of God, of His love and of His salvation for all men. But I could stand here today and preach to you the whole counsel of God till my voice is gone and there's no strength in my body. We could begin in Genesis and go to Revelation, but until Christ the Holy Ghost begins to stir in your heart and draw you, there's nothing I can do or nothing I can say but preach Jesus unto your heart. Amen. For there's never been a man that spake like this man. Amen. There was a crowd of officers that were sent out by the Pharisees in John 7 to lay hands on Jesus and to bring Him back. The Bible said they came back empty-handed. And the Pharisees asked, what have you done with Him? Why have you not brought Him unto us? And the officers simply replied, never man spake like this man. Friend, it was because as they heard the sweet Son of God began to speak, it touched their heart and convicted their soul. And I believe that those men got saved, gave their heart unto Christ. Amen. There's never been a man like this man. He's 100% God, yet 100% man. He was the Word incarnate, the Word made flesh, the embodied Word. John 1:14 said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. He spake with authority, for He had all authority, both in heaven and in earth. He, friend, at the Word of God, the holes excuse me, the waters must lay down. The winds must hush their howling. The sun must refuse to shine. At the word of God, kingdoms have risen and kingdoms have fallen. At the word of God, this world and everything in it was hung into its place. And yet, despite the word of God, man still chooses to reject what God done then, to believe the words of God. Amen. Matthew 22:41-42. Bible said, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Friend, today is asking you, what think ye of Christ? Do you believe he is who he said he is? Do you believe he did what he said he did? Amen. Matthew 16:13-16. Jesus asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Peter answered, and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe, just as Peter did this morning, that he is the Son of God, Christ, the living God. Amen. Isaiah 53:1 said, who hath believed our report? Amen. Who hath believed our report? Men do not believe the report this morning. Amen. Men do not believe the word of God or see the importance of living by the word of God. They do not discern it, amen. They will not acknowledge it, as if the arm of God hath been hidden from their eyes. Isaiah 53:1 said, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Amen. Friend, the arm of God's not been hidden, amen. In Isaiah 52:10, just above our text, the Bible said, the Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Friend, God's revealed his holy arm in America and to the church time and time again, but she still will not listen, and she still will not hear and acknowledge the word of God has truth. Amen. When the hippie movement came in the 60s, God judged America with hepatitis C. Amen. As a calling America and saying, listen, I've sent judgment upon your sin. But America still would not heed. America would not listen. In the 80s and the 90s, God sent AIDS and HIV as a judgment on perversion and sodomy in America. In 2001, 9/11, the Twin Towers fell, and God again called to America and to the church to come back to me, but she still would not heed, and she still would not listen. In 2016, on November the 8th, America elected Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and once again, God gave a space of grace to America. God gave a reprieve to the Christian to show us that he's still God and he's still on the throne. And friend, I believe that this is America's last chance. I believe it's yours and my last chance to get the gospel out. For we know that the end is soon coming. That Christ is just on the horizon waiting to come and get his children. Amen. However, more than ever, America has put down the truth. Amen. America has rejected more than ever the truth and the right. America hates that her strongholds and that are being destroyed, and that her sin is being a challenge, and that God is once again being honored. Proverbs 14:34 said that righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalm 9:17 said the wicked shall be be turning to hell. And the nations that forget God. A friend, America's in real trouble this morning if she does not hearken to the call of God to repent. The church is in real trouble this morning if the church doesn't hearken to the call of God to come back to your first love. Amen. But men and women still this morning choose not to believe that there's a God in heaven. Men and women still choose to live life as if they can do anything they want to and be okay and get by with it. John 3:19 it said, this is a condemnation that light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Amen. But it shouldn't rattle us. Amen. It shouldn't defeat us. Shouldn't worry us or scare us. Because Jesus said in the last days, it be that as in the days of Noah, as Sodom and Gomorrah. And friend, that's where we're living right now. Amen. Men do that which is right in their own eyes rather than that which pleases God. But Jesus said in Luke 21:28, and when you see these things, I begin to come to pass. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. It won't be long, friend, before the trump sounds and we see our Savior coming in the cloud to receive us up into heaven. Amen. I'm glad one day that I believed the report of so great a salvation that was given. Amen. We've all come with different ideas this morning, amen? We've all come with different beliefs. Some are biblically based, some are not, amen? Some, if we were to sit down and talk about things we hold strong to, some of us may argue. Some of us may even fall out with one another. But friend, there are some things not worth fighting over, amen? There are some things that cannot be disputed. And though we may come with different ideas and thoughts and beliefs of life, we should all be able to come together this morning and say that this book, the blessed word of God, contains the will of God for our lives, that it is still the power of God unto salvation, that it is the report of God's love to all men, that Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And friend, he came that all men might be saved. I'm glad he doesn't care about your color, doesn't care where you come from, but the report is given unto all men, that all men might be saved. Amen. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Our Father, we thank you this morning.